我们今天晚上开始要看腓立门书。
Tonight we want to begin studying the book of Philemon.
我们读腓立门书的时候，我们实在需要主给我们有一个很清楚的看见。
When we read the epistle to Philemon, may the Lord let us have a clear insight.
我们承认许多时候人加上圣经里边的话，常常给我们有一些不能说是误导，但是总是有些不是那么准确的影响。
We confess that many times men like to add things on top of the scripture, and many times it causes us to be sort of confused and be affected by it.
这一卷书很短。
Now this epistle is very short.
但是里面确实有很宝贵、很丰富的主的意思。
But within this epistle, it truly contains very precious and abundant teaching of the Lord.
我想弟兄姊妹们一开始的时候，你要注意这一卷书写给谁。
As we begin studying this epistle, let us note who this book was written to.
因为我们一般习惯就说写给腓立门。
Because generally we might just say it's written to Philemon.
是很个人的书信。
It's a very personal epistle.
的确，提摩太书跟提多书是很个人的书信。
The epistles of Philemon and Titus are very personal.
但是腓立门书就不是这样。
But Philemon is not like that.
如果我们把它只看成一封个人性的书信
，If we just look at it as a personal epistle,
我们一定就漏掉神向我们说话的心意。
And then we'll lack.The heart that God wants to speak to us.
不过我们也不必去改说，那就不叫做腓立门书了。
But we don't need to change the title of this epistle.
因为大家都习惯了，那也就习惯了。不过我们自己弄清楚就好。
Because we're so familiar with it, but let us be clear about this.
这一封书信其实是写给三个人的。
This epistle was actually written to three people.
因为不注意这一点。底下有一些话我们就会漏掉。
If you do not pay attention to this, then you'll not be able to grasp some of the words that are to follow.
因为里面有些话是指着腓立门个人。
Because there are some words here pointing to Philemon directly.
但是有些话又是指着与腓立门同在的肢体们。
But there are other words that are pointing to the ones who are with Philemon, the members of the body with Philemon.
因着这样的一个关系，腓立门书里边就有一个很宝贝的意思。
Because of this relationship, there's a very precious meaning to this epistle.
一面是叫我们看见个人在神面前的追求。
On one hand, we see the pursuit of the individual.
一面我们也看见教会追求的方向也是一样。
On the other hand, we see that the church pursuit is the same.
我们可以这样说，个人怎么追求，教会也该怎么追求。
We can say that how the individual pursued after the Lord, that's how the church needs to pursue after the Lord.
或者翻过来，教会怎么追求，个人也必须怎么追求。
Or to turn it the other way, is how the church pursued after the Lord, the individual needs to pursue after the Lord like that.
那因此我们留意这一卷书的里边，是提到好几个人。
So therefore, in this epistle, we notice that it's talking about several people. But it all surrounds a very central character.
这一个人就是亚尼奥尼西姆。
And that person is Onesimus.
那这个奥尼西姆是原来是腓立门家里头的一个奴仆。
This Onesimus was originally a slave in the household of Philemon.
后来他逃走了。
Later on, he fled.
一逃就逃到罗马去。
He fled to Rome.
然后在罗马就遇到保罗。
And in Rome, he found Paul.
又听见了福音。
And he heard the gospel.
又接受了福音。
And also received the gospel.
那他的身份在神的面前就有了一个转变。
There's a change in his identity before God.
这一个转变就叫他从一个奴仆成了主里边的弟兄。
And this change caused him from a servant to become someone in the Lord.
既然是成了弟兄。
since he became a brother in the world.
那么他就面对着他过去的一个亏欠。
And then he faces a short change that he had in the past.
对他个人来说，这个亏欠要补满。
For him individually, he needs to fill up this shortchanging.
但是这个亏欠不容易补。
But this shortchange cannot be filled that easily.
因为在当时罗马的律法哈。
Because in that time in the law in Rome,
一个逃奴啊，他那个结局就是要给杀掉。
A servant who fled from the master, he would be killed.
那但是他的主人是一个弟兄。
But his master was a brother.
现在这一个逃奴又成了一个弟兄。
And now this servant who fled away, he becomes a brother.
那怎么处理这个事情呢？
And how do we handle this?
那这里边是需要无条件的赦免。
And now we need unconditional forgiveness.
那一边是必须一点都不能疏忽的去填补亏欠。
And there is no neglect in mending this shortchanging.
那这圣灵就用着这一封书信，围绕着这样的一个事实来说出了一些非常宝贝的生命的学习。
And the Holy Spirit used this matter to speak to us so that we can learn a very precious lesson.
我们也许还没有读进去以前，我们先来一个概念。
Before we read into this epistle, let us have this concept.
是，我给他一个名，一个题目，那就是扩张的肢体的爱。
I give it a title is to expand the love amongst the brethren.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个扩张，那个意思就是说，你以腓利门来说，他在弟兄相爱的事上面已经有了相当高的基础。
And this expansion, we pointed out to Philemon that he has a good foundation in the love amongst the brothers.
但是现在碰到奥尼西姆的时候，
But now when we come upon Onesimus,
他平常的那一个爱就不够应用了。
The love that he has commonly will not be useful at that time.
他必须要扩张他在肢体相爱的事上的学习。
He need to expand his learning in the love of the brethren.
但是那一个相爱的对象正好是碰到他的痛处。
But the object of that love affection that he has comes to a conflict with him.
这样碰到自己的痛处的弟兄还能不能爱？
And this brother who came and gave him such pain, can he still love him?
这就带出整个腓利门书里头那个学习那个属灵的功课。
This brings out a spiritual lesson in this epistle of Philemon.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在一个很具体的事实，在哥罗西教会。
And this is a very practical fact in the church of Philemon. In household in Colossians.
特别是在腓利门的面前。
Especially in Philemon.
怎么学这个功课呢？
How was he to learn the lesson?
或者说怎么去接受这个功课呢？
How was he to receive this lesson?
那现在我们就进到这个书卷里面去看。
And now we must enter into this epistle to look at it.
虽然是很短，但是我盼望今天跟下个再一个礼拜二这两次我们把它读完。
Even though it's a very short epistle, I hope to finish it in 2 weeks.
首先我们先把一些要弄清楚的内容交通一下。
First, I'd like to share about the content of this epistle that we need to be clear about.
我们读以弗所书的时候已经提过这个问题。
When we read the epistle to the Ephesians, we already mentioned about this.
一开头保罗就写出他是写信的人。
At the beginning, Paul wrote that he is the one who's writing this epistle.
那他是什么一个人呢？
And who is Paul?
那弟兄姊妹记得这个腓利门书也是监狱书信里头的一封。
This epistle to Philemon is one of the prison epistles.
因为他是在罗马头一次坐牢的时候写的信。
Because it's official that Paul wrote the first time he was a prisoner in Rome.
跟以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西这三卷书是同一个时间的。
And it's the same time with the other three books, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
这就是他头一次，对不起，这是他头一次到罗马以前，因为上耶路撒冷的事情而进到监牢。
And this was before the first time he came to Rome because of some matter that happened on his way to Jerusalem that he was taken into captive.
如果我们是比较很细的读《使徒行传》，我们就能看到当时的历史是怎样发生。
If you notice detailedly about the book of Acts, then you see the history that occurred at that time.
他要去耶路撒冷。
Paul wanted to go to Jerusalem.
主不要他去耶路撒冷。
But the Lord did not want him to.
但是因为他心里的火热，为着犹太人的得救恩的事情。
Because of his fervency for the Jews to gain salvation.
他就硬要上耶路撒冷。
And he cannot but go to Jerusalem.
那结果，主就在他的路上挡住了他。
But then the Lord came to stop him in the path.
因为在那一个时候，主要他去的地方不是耶路撒冷，而是罗马。
Because where the Lord wanted him to go was not Jerusalem but Rome.
那主就挡在那里，把他从耶路撒冷带到罗马。
And so the Lord blocked the way, so he was brought from Jerusalem to Rome.
但是怎么带完？
But and how did that happen?And in what manner did he bring him?
乃是把他作为一个罗马人的囚徒而带去罗马。
And he was a Roman fugitive that he was brought back to Rome.
所以从外面看来，保罗是一个囚徒去到罗马。
And so on the outside we see Paul was a fugitive bring back to Rome.
是罗马人把他关起来。
It's the Romans who locked him up.
但是保罗自己里面他知道。
But inside Paul knew.
他不是给人关起来。
And he was not imprisoned by people.
他是被主关起来。
But he was imprisoned by the Lord.
所以他写以弗所书的时候也是这样，现在写到腓利门书的时候也是一样。
And therefore Paul wrote the same manner in Ephesians and in Philemon.
他就说出他自己是耶稣基督的囚徒。
He wrote that he was a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
中英文圣经都有这个毛病。
The English and the Chinese translations have this problem.
因为没有很准确地看到神的手。
Because the hand of God was not seen clearly.
所以他们就从保罗这个人的身上去领会他坐牢的事。
And therefore, they try to understand about Paul imprisoned from his person.
所以就把他翻成为基督耶稣被囚的保罗。
So it says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
不过有些英文圣经也是直接就翻出来耶稣基督的囚徒。
But some Bible translate is the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
我们了解到那个历史的背景，我们就知道保罗在这里他为什么说自己是基督耶稣的囚徒。
If you look at the historical background, we'll see why Paul called himself the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
因为保罗很明确的知道因为自己一点点的不服在主的权柄底下，以致主就管教他。
Because Paul clearly knew that he was not submissive to the guidance of the Lord, therefore the Lord disciplined him.
那所以他很坦白的向弟兄们说，敞开这个事。
And therefore he was very open and spoke to the brethren about it.
他没有隐藏他的确实。
And he did not hide his shortcomings.
他很清楚地告诉神的儿女们说，我是被主关起来的，因为我在主的面前没有完全地服在他 他的权柄底下。
And so he said clearly that he was a prisoner of Christ Jesus because he did not submit totally to the leading of the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一开头就看见保罗是那样赤路敞开的，把他自己放在神儿女们的面前。
At the beginning, we see how Paul opened himself up without any hidden things in front of the brothers and sisters.
并且是带着一个属灵的功课，这样来显在神儿女们的面前。
And also he brought a spiritual lesson to manifest to the brethren.
许多人因为太尊敬保罗。
Many people, because they honored Paul so much,
所以不好意思说他是耶稣基督的囚徒。
So they did not dare say that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
就说出他是为基督耶稣被囚。
And therefore they say that he was being imprisoned for the sake of Christ Jesus.
当然从表面的原因来看是这样也说得过去。
But we say that the meaning of that, if we say it like that, is also pass, it can also pass.
但是我们看到那个属灵的事实的真相的时候，我们就体会保罗这里所说的意思。
When we look at the spiritual fact, then we understand the meaning that Paul wrote here.
所以当保罗写这一封书信的时候，
So when Paul wrote this epistle,
他说他是耶稣基督的囚徒。
He said he is a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
但是这封信不是他一个人写。
But this epistle was not only written by himself.
他是与提摩太一同具名的。
And he penned it along with Timothy.
所以当他提到提摩太的时候，他就不说提摩太是耶稣基督的囚徒。
So when he talked about Timothy, he did not say that he was a prisoner. Timothy was a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
他只是提到提摩兄弟提摩太。
He only said Timothy.The brother, our brother.
那弟兄姊妹，我们也许会这样说。
Perhaps we say this.
坐牢的是保罗，提摩太没有坐牢，他当然不能这样写。
The one who's in prison is Paul, but not Timothy, so he cannot write that Timothy is a prisoner.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningful.
在这一封书信里边又提到另外一个人，是说与他一同坐监的。
In this epistle, it talks about another person who was in prison along with Paul.
那就是二十三节那里所说到的一个以巴弗。
As in verse 23, Epaphras.
这个以巴弗说是与保罗一同坐监的。
Now Epaphras was told to us as a fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus.
底下又提到二十四节一个亚里达古。
In verse 24, we read about Aristarchus.
这里没有说他坐监。
It didn't say here that he was imprisoned.
但是你看到哥罗西书第四章的时候，
But when we look at Colossians chapter 4,
你就看到与我一同坐监的亚里达古。
You read about Aristarchus who was imprisoned along with Paul.
你说，这两个人，他们真的是跟保罗一同坐监吗？
Now are these two individuals truly imprisoned with Paul?
如果是的话，
If that's the case,
那这里的亚里达古也应该摆在以巴弗，从以巴弗摆在一起。
Then Aristarchus should be alongside of Epaphras.
哥罗西书提到亚里达古的时候，也该把以巴弗，因为以巴弗在哥罗西书也提到，也要摆在一起。
So in Colossians, if that's the case, then Aristarchus would also be alongside of Epaphras. Epaphras.Would be with him.
但是没有。
But we did not see that.
但是事实上又说他是与保罗一同坐监。
But then we read that truly that he was fellow prisoner with Paul.
那究竟他们是不是跟保罗一同坐监？
And so did they truly was imprisoned with Paul?
我们不能不注意这一件。
We cannot but take note of this.
保罗在罗马头一次坐监的时候，那个监是做得很特别的。
The first time Paul was in prison in Rome, that state was very special.
他是在自己所住的房子里头坐监的。
And he was in prison in his own rented quarter.
有两年之久，他住在自己所住的房子里，但是他的身份却是坐牢的人。
There are 2 years that he rented his own quarter and lived there, but his identity was one who is in prison.
常常有一个兵陪着他。
Because a soldier was with him always.
他手和脚也是带着锁链。
And his hands and feet were shackled.
我们读《使徒行传》最末了的那一章，我们就看到这个事。
When we look at the last chapter of Acts, we see this.
我们了解这一点。
If we notice this point,
我们就晓得以巴弗与他一同坐监。我们说的准确一点、清楚一点，就是以巴弗在保罗所坐监的那个房子里头陪伴扫罗。
To put it clearly, we can say Epaphras, the fellow prisoner of the Lord, was accompanying Paul in that rent quarter that he had.
亚里达古也是一样。
Aristarchus was also the same.
也许他们这些弟兄们是轮流在那里服侍保罗。
And now these brothers would have taken turns accompanying Paul.
所以保罗就说是与他一同坐监。
So therefore, Paul wrote that they were fellow prisoners with him.
因为我们看这些人啊，他们又不犯法，也没有做什么事情，他们凭什么把他弄到监里头去呢？
Because when we see these individuals, they have not committed any crimes, so why would they be locked up?
所以在因此在这一点上，我们需要弄清楚。
So therefore, we must be clear upon this.
也因着这样，我们才看到那个弟兄三爱的内容是到了一个何等吸引人的地步。
And because of this, we see how the love of the brethren would attract us to a point.
陪伴着保罗一同坐牢。
Because they accompany Paul in the prison.
就好像我们所认识的一个弟兄，我们中间有相当部分的弟兄姊妹们，你见过他了。
And this brought to mind a brother whom many of us know have seen before.
他在大陆上坐牢的时候，在劳改场的时候。
And when he was in the labor camps in China.
那时他还没有结婚。
At that time he was not married.
但是要与他结婚的姊妹就吓到。当然这个是他应该是他那个刑期满了以后留长就业的时候。In the labor camp.
And the sister And this sister who was going to marry him worked in the labor camp until he finished his stay.
在他做完了他的刑期以后。
After he finished his stay.
姊妹他不能回家。
The sister cannot go home.
The brother
cannot go home.
要留在劳改场里面。
And he needs to remain there.
那姊妹就下到那里跟他结婚与他一起。
And the sister went down there and married him and accompanied him.
那虽然这个跟保罗当时的情形不完全一样，但是那个原则也差不了太多。
Even though this is different than what Paul, what happened to Paul at that time, but the concept is the same.
因此我们实在看见要进到弟兄相爱是要付代价。
Therefore, we see that entering into brotherly love, we need to pay a price.
弟兄相爱不是一个口号。
Brotherly love is not just a model.
弟兄相爱是一个属灵的功课。
Brotherly love is a spiritual lesson.
少付一点代价也学不上去。
When we cannot learn it without paying any, just without paying any price, we cannot learn it.
我们扯得太远了，我们回到起初开头那里。
And let us go back into the beginning of this epistle.
那基督耶稣的囚徒和保罗。保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给几个人。
Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, a brother unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer.
头一个人是腓利门。
Now the first person we see was Philemon.
第二个人叫做亚非亚。
And the second person we see was Apphia.
我个人以为这个应当是腓利门的姊妹。
And personally, I feel that this was wife of Philemon.
我们中文这样翻译了，就好像是他的亲妹妹。
And the Chinese actually give us the impression that Ephia was the blood sister of Philemon.
不过从书信的内容来看，应当是腓利门的妻子。
But I see myself that this should be the wife of Philemon.
就是姊妹亚非亚。
And so this is a sister Ephia.
和另外一个叫做亚基布。
Also another one called Agabus.
还有就是在腓利门家里的教会。
And also the church in the house of Philemon.
所以在这里收信的是一大堆的人。
And so this is the group of people who received this letter.
那整个腓利门书的秘诀就是在这里。
The key to the whole epistle of Philemon is here.
因为这一封信好像是给腓利门去处理奥尼西姆。
Because it seemed this letter was given to Philemon to deal with Onesimus.
但是实际上你看见要接受亚尼西姆这一件事情是哥罗西地方，我不知道哥罗西究竟有几个教会。
I do not know how many fellowships there are in Colossae.
至少有两个。
But I see that there is at least two.
一个就是哥罗西书里面所提到的教会。
And one was the church mentioned to us in Colossians.
一个就是在哥罗西这个城里面，又在腓利门的家中聚会的那个教会。
And the other also in the town or the city of Colossae, which is in the house of Philemon, there is a church.
哥罗西来的时候,
When Onesimus comes back to Colossae,
就不单是腓利门接不接受他的问题,
it's not just the issue whether Philemon would accept him,
也是在腓利门家里的教会接不接受他的问题,
but it's also a matter whether the church in the house of Philemon would accept
Onesimus.
Philemon can accept him,
但是其他的弟兄姊妹说我们不接受。
But the other brothers and sisters say we do not accept him.
那这样奥尼西姆的问题也没有解决。
Therefore, the problem with Onesimus would not be resolved.
因此奥尼西姆回到哥罗西的时候,
Therefore, when Onesimus came back to Colossae,
不单单是腓利门一个人要面对的问题。
It's not just a problem that Philemon would face himself.
是整个聚会都要面对的问题。
But it's the whole gathering which must face this problem.
因为是接纳弟兄的问题。
Because this is something that's receiving a brother.
不是普通就接受他做弟兄。
It's not just what we commonly received a brother.
乃是把这一个弟兄接纳过来的时候，如同主接纳他一样。
But when we receive the brother, it's just like how the Lord will receive the brother.
这一个接纳的确是很不容易。
Now this receiving is not that simple.
因为按照当时罗马人的律法，奥尼西姆回到他们那边去，他要接受死刑的。
Because under Roman law, Onesimus going back to them at that time, he would receive the death sentence.
哦，你可以接受他是弟兄。
And you can receive him as a brother.
但是并不等于他可以免去那个死刑的追讨。
But doesn't mean that he can avoid the death sentence.
但是现在接纳他呢，接纳到一个地步，不能提死刑的那件事。
But now you must accept him to the point that you cannot even mention about the death sentence.
因为这里面要包括一个毫无保留的赦免的问题。
Because it's the issue of unconditional forgiveness.
是在一个毫无保留的赦免的基础上去接纳一个弟兄。
It's in the foundation of unconditional forgiveness to accept a brother.
不管这个弟兄 他造成的亏欠有多大?
It doesn't matter how much short changes this brother has committed.
现在他悔改了,
now that he has repented.
现在他转回了,
now that he has returned.
你要不要接受他?
Now are you going to receive him?
你能接受他, 你接受他到一个什么样的程度?
If you can receive him, until what degree would you receive him?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这一封书信的里头,
in this epistle,
圣灵就借着保罗的一句话就说出你要接纳他 接纳到一个什么的程度。
The Holy Spirit used Paul to wrote, to what degree must you receive the brother?
那一句话在什么地方呢？
And where can we find that?
在十二节。
Verse 12.
保罗说，奥尼西姆是我的心上人。
And Paul wrote that Onesimus is my own bowels.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你留意啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you know,
保罗有这样大的度量吗？
Did Paul have such openness?
保罗的本人原来他的天然的里边有这样的度量吗？
And does Paul have that extent in his personality?
没有的。
He did not.
没有的。
He did not have that.
没有一个人会有这样的度量。
And no one can extend himself so much.
把这样的一个得罪人、亏欠人的人接过来。接到一个地步，成了他心上人。
For this person who have committed so much error and have wronged someone, and to receive him to this extent,
在人的天然里边没有。
Now in the nature of man, man does not have that.
但现在保罗有。
But Paul here shows us that he has.
那保罗怎么能有呢？
And how can Paul have this?
弟兄姊妹们。我们就摸碰到那个生命的功课。
And brothers and sisters, we here come upon the lesson in the living.
像这样的接纳，只有我们的主接纳我们的那个接纳，能显明那个原则。
And this principle shows us is how the Lord unconditionally accepts us.
也就是说，保罗在这里把主的生命活出来，所以他就能把奥尼西姆接纳到这样的一个地步。
It's because Paul has lived out the life of Christ, therefore he can accept Onesimus to this point.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要说，那你太冤枉保罗了，保罗大概不是这样嘛。
But you might say that you have accused falsely of Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们读《使徒行传》的时候，不是善忘的吧
？But if we have not forgot when we read this.
你会记得保罗跟巴拿巴有一次吵架，吵到一个地步，两个人就不同工了。
You remember that one time before that Paul had a quarrel with Barnabas to the point that they went away from each other in the service of the Lord.
那这样的一个好像是不再做同工，这样的一个情形是很激烈的。
And now we see how what a serious condition that two fellow workers of the Lord have split.
他们为什么吵架呢？
And why did they have a quarrel?
不是为了个人的恩怨的问题。
It's not because of their personal likings or dislikes.
是为了主的服侍主的问题。
It's because of the service of the Lord.
保罗跟巴拿巴两个人都有道理。
Paul and Barnabas, each of them has their own reasons.
那个时候他们两个人生命也是不太成熟，所以都坚持自己的道理。
Because of their immaturity in their life, therefore they would have this quarrel with each other.
就是为了马可，要不要再做，要让他做同工，
And,
就跑开了。
They quarreled about whether they would let Mark be a fellow worker with them.
保罗是站在神绝对的公义的那一边。说不能再和这个人同工。
And Paul was standing on the side of the absolute righteousness of God and saying that Mark cannot be a fellow worker with them.
巴拿巴就完全站在神对人的怜悯的那一个点上说，多给他一次机会。
But Barnabas was standing on the side of the mercy of God and said, we must give Mark another chance.
但是那时候两个人都很绝对。
But each one of them has absolute reasons.
但是他们的绝对却不是在全面在基督的生命里。
But the absoluteness did not put them totally under the life of Christ.
所以就吵架吵到一个地步不同工。
And therefore they have a quarrel to the point that they did not co-work with one another.
当然在这一件事上后来保罗发觉他错了。
But later on, we see that Paul found out he was wrong about this.
因为从哥罗西书上头，我们就看见保罗，对不起，对，在哥罗西书上，保罗再次提到马可。
Because in the epistle to the Colossians, Paul once again mentioned about Mark.
他就说马可，吩咐哥罗西的教会要接待马可。
And he commanded the church in Colossae to receive Mark.
那在提摩太后书呢？我们刚读完不久。
And Second Timothy we just finished that not long ago.
又提到马可。
And also mentioned about Mark.
保罗就说。
And Paul said,
提摩太你来的时候一定把马可带来。
Timothy, when you come, please bring Mark.
因为他在传道的事上对我很有帮助。
Because he's profitable to me for the ministry.
弟兄姊妹呢，你我们就看到。
Brothers and sisters, we can all see.
按照保罗的天然，保罗没有这个度量，可以接纳一个那么大亏欠的巴尼西姆。
Under the nature of Paul, we see that he will not be able to accept, so freely, this person who has wronged.
但是现在
so much.
他说奥尼西姆是他心上的人。
But now he said that Onesimus was one of his own bowels.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这实在是一个非常宝贝的事。
This is indeed very precious matter.
现在保罗已经学到的这个功课了。
And now Paul has learned this lesson.
就教导哥罗西的弟兄们，特别是教导腓利门弟兄的手上。
And he entrusted this upon the hands of Philemon and also the church in his house.
他们要不要也在这一方面学功课呢?
Now, are they going to learn the lessons in this manner?
我们常常说我们的天然就是盯着别人的软弱不放手的。
We often say that our nature is to look at the shortcomings of others without giving way.
我们不太容易肯饶恕人。赦免人，甚至接纳人。
It's not so easy for us to forgive others, to the point that we receive another.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
主的生命是这样的引领我们进入身体。
This is how the love of Christ leads us into the body.
你只要看见身体，你才能毫无保留的接纳肢体。
When you see the body, then you receive a member of the body without any reservation.
我先插着去说一些事。
I'd like to go a little bit sidetrack to talk about something.
奥尼西姆在圣经里头出现就是一个逃奴。
And Onesimus, his identity in the scripture is one who's is a fugitive servant.
那么因着弟兄们这样的一次的接纳。
And because of this time when the brothers received him,
按照教会历史的传的传下来的记录
，in the historical accounts that was passed down,
五十年后
，50 years later,
巴尼西姆就成了以弗所教会的监督。
Onesimus became the bishop in Ephesus.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到为什么圣灵把腓利门书这一卷书又短又好像没有很丰富的内容收在圣经里呢
So why did the Holy Spirit put this epistle of Philemon is short and seems to be without much content?
虽然我们没有很充足的一些证据来印证那一个教会历史的传说
Even though we do not have a firm evidence to support the historical accounts.
但是这样的传说如果没有一点点的历史做根据大概也传不出来的。
But without some historical support, we will not be able to hear about this.
那因此我们现在就看到了这一封信主要是写给腓利门然后因为是接纳的问题腓利门接纳但是如果他的姊妹不接纳的话那这个事情没有下文
This epistle was originally written to Philemon but then we see other people involved such as his wife whether she receive Onesimus and others
如果腓利门夫妻能接纳他们能接纳他但是其他的弟兄们也不肯接纳的话事情也没有下文
If Philemon and his wife accept Onesimus but not the others then this problem would not be resolved anyways
所以我们看到这封信的时候我们就看到一件事情很严肃
So when we read this epistle, we see something that's very important and serious.
任何一个属灵的功课都不是限于特殊的人物的。
Any spiritual lesson is not just limited to just one individual.
而是关联整个的教会。
That is related to the whole church.
个人所要学习的。
It's what the individual has to learn.
也就是全教会要学习。
It's what the whole assembly has to learn too.
那现在我们再细一点来看。
And now we need to look a little more in detail.
腓利门是哥罗西这个地方上的一个大富户。
Now Philemon was a very wealthy man amongst Colossians.
所以他家里有奴隶。
So therefore we see servants in his household.
所以他的家大到一个地步，可以容纳弟兄姊妹们在那里聚会。
Now his house was so big to the point that he can contain the brothers and sisters who's meeting there.
不就是在他家里聚会，并且那个聚会是摆出来，人家就知道那批人是教会。
Not only did they assemble in his house, but when they assembled there, then others would know that they formed the church in that local area.
那现在我们注意圣灵怎么用着保罗来称呼腓利门。
And now we want to look at how the Holy Spirit used Paul to talk about Philemon, to call Philemon.
我们所亲爱的同工腓利门。
It says Philemon, our dearly beloved fellow laborer.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到一件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you notice one thing.
在许多基督徒的错觉里边有这样的体会。
There are some misconceptions of Christians. They look at it like this.
同工这一个词啊，只是可以用在那些全时间服侍的弟兄姊妹们的身上。
Now, fellow laborer, this term can only be used on those members of the body who serve full time.
那当然，那些是同工。
Now, of course, those are fellow laborer.
但是同工的范围是不是给限定在这样的一个窄小的圈圈里呢？
But is the meaning of the fellow laborer just contained in this small circle of the boundary?
一般人的感觉有这个体会。
And now, generally, people have this insight.
但在圣经所给我们看见的，我们看见这个领会没有基础。
But the scripture let us see that this understanding has no basis.
我们看腓利门不是一个全时间服侍的人。
And we this way, he probably was a businessman.
如果不是生意人的话，也是一个用现代的话来说，主持农场的人。
If not a businessman, he would be one who owns a farm. Owns a farm.
但是，按实际的情形来说，他是一个生意人。
But we see practically that he was a business person.
因为当时的哥罗西、老底加，跟那个希拉波利这三个城很接近的。
And we see that Laodicea, Colossae, and
Philippi
are very close to one another.
那这几个地方在那时来说都是商业很发达的。
Now these three places was a business center at that time.
所以腓利门是一个生意人的那个成熟很高。
So we see that Philemon being a businessman was he had a very good chance being a businessman.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
圣灵在这里指出他是同工。
The Holy Spirit pointed out that he was a fellow laborer.
他怎么能成为同工呢？
And how can he become a fellow laborer?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
他把他整个的人都投入教会的服事，属灵的服事的里。
And he put himself totally into the service, the ministry of the church, of the assembly.
我认识好些弟兄。
Now I know many brothers.
他们都有地上的职业。
Now they have their own occupation in the world.
有些做医生的。
Some are doctors,
有些做一些大机构的主管的。
And some executives in companies.
但是 这些弟兄们除了他们日常的工作以外
But these brothers, aside from their usual work,
他们能用的时间没有一点点是留下来给自己用
What's left over in their living, they did not use any for themselves.
我刚才提的 那些人啊，我心里想说的也是我们中间一些弟兄们你亲眼见过的
And the brothers who I have in mind, now some of these you have actually seen.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
在神的眼中看来
In the eyes of God.
我们留意在这里说到我们亲爱的同工就不仅是保罗的眼睛看着腓利门是同工
Now when Paul calls Philemon dearly beloved and fellow laborer is not just that in his eyes.
圣灵也是这样印证腓利门是教会的同工
The Holy Spirit also confirmed this identity of Philemon.
那如果圣灵是这样印证的话你也就看见神的眼睛也是如此看着腓利门是同工
Yes, the Holy Spirit confirms this to us, then we see also God sees Philemon as that.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这里我们看到神儿女们在神的面前整个的摆上服事，这个是神所等候要得着的。
Now here we see that when the children of God put themselves forth to serve the Lord in this manner, this is what God is waiting for.
而不是只是限于那些全时间服事主的弟兄姊妹们。
It's not just restricted to those who are full-time servants of the Lord.
尤其是当我们看到在新约的时候，教会的服事是全教会侍奉的这一个光的话。
Especially when we see the light that in the New Testament is the service of all the members of the church.
我们就看到所有神的儿女们都实实在在是在主的工作上是一同做工。
And we see that all children of God is truly co-laborer with the Lord in his work.
有一件事情我想弟兄姊妹们稍微注意一下。
Now there is one thing, one brother sisters to take note of.
在旧约献祭的事上。
It's in the matter in the Old Testament of offering a sacrifice.
不是有五个祭吗?
Now, weren't there five types of sacrifices of offerings?
那五个祭里面头一个祭就是燔祭吗?
Now the first of these five offerings was the burnt offering.
燔祭就是完全摆上的一个祭。
The burnt offering is when one totally gives up of himself.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you note.
这一个燔祭是不是只是给祭司献的?
Now, this burnt offering was it just for the priest to offer up?
或者只是给大祭司献的?
Or for the high priest himself to offer up?
除了大祭司和祭司以外,其他人就不必献了。
Now, other than the high priest and the priest, the others do not need to make this offering.
是不是这样?
Now, is it like that?
显然就不是。
Clearly, it's not.
这一个燔祭的要求是给全以色列的。
The requirement of the burnt offering was for whole Israel.
任何一个人都需要在神面前有燔祭。
Now, everyone of the Israelites need to have a burnt offering to offer up before God.
当然，从燔祭的目的来说，是寻求神的悦纳，所以每一个人都需要寻求神的悦纳。
Because the purpose of the burnt offering was to seek after the acceptance of the Lord, therefore everyone needs to do that.
但是从燔祭的实际上来说呢？
But from the burnt offering and its notion,
你怎么能让神悦纳呢？
Now how can you gain acceptance from God?
那你全然的献上。
That is when you offer up wholly yourself.
全人的献上。
You totally offer up yourself.To the Lord. Brothers and sisters,
我们留意到这一个。
If we notice this,
在腓利门的身上，圣灵用着他对我们说了话。
The Holy Spirit used Philemon, this person, to speak to us.
告诉我们，
telling us,
我们都是在神的工程上与神一同做工。
And we are all collaborators with God in working ground.
也许有些弟兄做得多一点。
Maybe there are some brothers who do more.
有些也许做得没有那么多。
And others who may not have done much.
但是我们必须看见我们是与主一同做工。
But we need to see that we are fellow laborers with the Lord.
是主的同工。
It's fellow laborer of the Lord.
是在教会里与神儿女们一同做工。
And now to co-labor with the brothers and sisters in the assembly, in the church of the Lord.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
那然后我们就看到那个姊妹亚非亚。
And now we look at the sister Athia.
那这一封信也特别提她的名字。
And this epistle especially mentioned her name.
这里面有一个非常明确的意思在。
There's a very clear meaning about this.
好像说。
Seems to say.
腓利门所学的功课。
The lesson that Philemon is learning.
做他太太的姊妹也必须要同心。
The sister who is his wife must be united in heart.
不能与弟兄同心。
If she cannot be one in heart with the brother,
那就打叉他弟兄的服侍。
That will hinder the service of the brother.
那这个事情也可以翻过来。
Now this matter can be reversed.
因为如果一个姊妹在主的面前非常非常明确的火热的在那里服侍主。
Because when a sister is very clearly fervently serving the Lord,
而做弟兄的却是在那里挡住他。
But the brother is there hindering the sister.
这个也是不可能，不可以。
Now, this should not be.
因为主愿意看见弟兄和姊妹，我是说夫妻关系的，他们是同心在主的面前一同去追赶。
The Lord wants the husband and the wife to clearly pursue the Lord in one heart.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
然后就提到这个，用现在的话来说，就真的是长时间的了。
And then he mentioned about someone using today's term is a full-time servant.
那是亚基布。
And that person is Agabus.
他提到亚基布的时候，就说一同当兵。
And when the Bible mentioned about Agabus is the fellow soldier.
给谁当兵
？And to whom is a soldier of?
给主当兵。
Soldier of the Lord.
是用作一个做军兵的那样的心思来跟随主，来服侍主。
It's using the heart of the soldier to follow the Lord and to serve him.
那做军队。
And now in the army.
有一个非常非常明确的要求。
That's a very clear requirement.
那是毫无保留的，绝对的服从上级。
And that is to fully submit yourself to the commands of your leader.
去完成上级所交托的任务。
And to fulfill the task that your leader requires you to do.
我们读提摩太后书的时候，那里圣灵不是也是这样说吗？
Now in 2 Timothy, did the Holy Spirit tell us?
说到要做基督耶稣的精兵。
It tells us that we need to be good soldiers of the Lord.
现在提到亚基布的时候，
And now when we talk about Agabus,
就特别提出服侍主就是在主的权柄底下去执行主的安排、吩咐和一切的任务。
That when we serve the Lord is to execute all the tasks, all the commands the Lord given to us under His authority.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
还有第四个部分，刚才已经提过。
That's also the fourth portion we may mention of.
在你家里的教会。
It's the church or the assembly in your house.
那刚才已经提了。
We have mentioned about that already.
因为奥尼西姆的问题不单是腓利门的问题，也是教会的问题。
Because Onesimus' problem is not a problem of Philemon, but of the whole assembly.
所以刚才也特别提到，个人在主面前要有的学习，也是教会在主面前该有的学习。
So especially mentioned that the individual's lessons before the Lord is also brings the church's lessons before the Lord.
翻过来说，教会所学习的，也就是个人所必须学习的。
What the church is learning is also what the individuals need to learn before the Lord.
因为个人跟教会是分不开的。
Because the individual and the church cannot be separated.
因为教会就是许多的个人的生命的连结而显出来的。
Because the church is the combination of the individual's lives and the livings, and we feel that.
所以教会和个人是在原则上是完全相同的。
And so, in principle terms, the church and individuals is under the same terms.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们花了好多时刻讲这个写信的人和受信的人。
We spend a lot of time talking about the writer of the epistle and the receiver of the epistle.
我们要往前去了。
And we need to go forward.
那接下去就是一些问安的话。
And what follows are some greetings.
就是问安的话好像很平常。
Now these greetings seem to be very common.
但是你看进去，你就看到这些话的有一些实际在那里。
But when you look at it in detail, you see that there are some truths in this.
很明确的一件事情。
A very clear thing.
就是透过这个问安的话来说明，神的儿女们必须持定那个祝福的源头。
Now, through these greetings, we see that the children of God must hold firmly to the source of this greeting that they are under.
这有两方面的意思。
Now, there are double meaning to this.
真正的祝福是从主来的。
True blessings come from the Lord.
如果不是从主来的祝福，这些祝福都是虚假。
All blessings not coming from the Lord are only emptiness.
另外一方面也是叫我们留意到。
Another thing that we need to notice.
这是同一件事情从另一个角度来去体会。
It's the same thing but looking at it at another angle.
就是关乎我们所追求的祝福必须是从主来的。
It's the blessing that we pursue must be from the Lord.
那也就是说
That is to say,
地上的人所追求的是眼见的祝福。
The people of the world seeking after, the blessings they could, the visible blessings around them.
但是属神的人所追求的，应当是属天的祝福。
But those who are of God must seek after heavenly blessings.
因为在这里提到的那个祝福的内容只有两件。
There is only two contents in the greetings of the blessings. And one is grace.
另外一个是平安。
The other is peace.
那这都是不是物质的。
Now, the two of them are not materialistic.
也不是外面的。
It's not external things.
是里面。
But some, the things from within.
是属灵的。
Spiritual.
许多神的儿女们在接受了救恩以后
Many children of God, after they receive salvation,
还是不太容易脱离这个属地的偏见。
And it's not easy for them to depart off the worldly views.
喜欢用属地的那些丰富来作为接受祝福的标准。
And they often take the worldly blessings and to put them in spiritual terms.
但是主的话时刻给我们一些光照。
But the word of the Lord truly enlightens us.
祝福，真正的祝福是属天的。
True blessings are heavenly.
是里面的。
Are things from within.
不是外面的物质的。
It's not external materials.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
然后我们留意一件事了。
And now we need to note about one thing.
从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
保罗就说到他在神面前的一些经历。
Paul is speaking about some experiences he had in the Lord.
他说我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因为听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣众圣徒的信心。
I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints.
愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样的善事 都是为基督做的。
That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意圣灵借着保罗说这一番话。
Now, brothers and sisters, we note how the Holy Spirit through Paul said this.
从字句上看，好像也很平常。
From the words themselves, we don't see anything special about this.
但是你细细看进去啊。
But if you look detailly,
你就发觉有些不太寻常的东西。
And you find some uncommon things.
刚才为什么我呢用那么多时间和弟兄姊妹们看收信的人呢？
Now I did use so much time to look at the one who received the letter.
你要是看到那个收信的人，明明在这里就是一大堆一大群的人。
When you look at the recipients of the letter, you see they are plural, many of them.
但是你看到第四节以后。
But after you read verse 4 on,
你又明明好像看见圣灵在向一个特定的人说话。
You see, Holy Spirit was speaking to a particular individual.
我们中文就说你。
Chinese says you.
英文就说老英文就说 we.
And in the English, like King James version, it says thee.
那很显然就是单独的一个对听话的对象。
So it appears to be talking to singular individual.
我是为着你这个特定的人感谢神。
It's for this particular individual.
我祷告的时候是为着你这一个特定的人想起你。
And I was making mention of you, this particular person.
你留意在这里一直说下去都是你。
If you notice that from that point on, it's talking about you or thee.
但是说到第六节的时候。
But coming down to verse 6.
你就看见这个你就成了你们了。
You see that you or thee becomes plural.
那在英文圣经里面这个事情没有显得那么明显。
It didn't appear that clear in English.
但是你细细读的时候你读到那个意思。
But if you look detailly, you read the meaning.
中文圣经就很明确的就把你成了你们。
In the Chinese translation, we see that you is plural.
怎么一直是说你现在说到这里就成了你们呢？
So why is it that it's turning from singular to plural?
当然你在英文圣经上面你也一样能看到的，因为你的信心与众人的你的信心交通与众人的时候。
And because in the English translation, we see that when you share about your faith, communication of faith,
就带出一个结果，叫你们做出一些什么什么来。
And that you have done whatever good things from that.
是不是这又牵连到刚才我所提到的。
And now this related to what I have spoken about.
个人的学习也就是教会的学习。
Your personal lessons learning is also the church.
教会的学习也就是个人必须的学习。
The church lessons also are individuals' lessons.
那从这里你我们看到一个什么事情？
Now what can we see from here?
一面是一个合一的见证。
On one hand, we see this is a union in a testimony.
因为不单是腓利门在那里学功课。
Because not only Philemon is learning the lessons there.
全教会都在那里学功课。
All the assembly.Is learning the lesson.
学了一个什么功课呢？
And what is that lesson?
在主里同心。
That is to be united in heart in the Lord.
显出合一的见证。
And to manifest that oneness in the testimony.
显出是一个身体。
To manifest that they are of one body.
从另一方面呢？
From another angle.
又是非常明确的指出所学习的是同一的属灵的功课。
It's also very clearly pointing out that it's the one same spiritual lesson that they must all learn.
学习同一的功课是里面的。
To learn the same lesson is from within.
显明那个合一的见证是外面的。
To manifest that oneness in the testimony is external.
是一件事情的两面。
It's the both two sides of a coin.
圣灵在这里说用着保罗在这里说我祷告的时候就纪念你。
And so Holy Spirit used Paul that when Paul prayed, he made mention of you.
纪念到你的爱心。
To make mention of your love.
为了你感谢神。
And to thank you for, to thank God for you.
然后就提到 你和众人一同所做出来的，还都是我们所纪念的。
And also pointed out that what you have done along with others is what we remember.
这就不是单单一个腓利门的问题。
So it's not just an issue of Philemon,
是全教会的问题。
But of the whole assembly.
那为什么是全教会的问题呢？
And why is it the issue of the assembly?
为什么不是腓利门一个人的问题呢？
But not just Philemon's own problem.
我们留意第六节的下半。
If you notice the latter part of verse 6.
使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。
Acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus.
不是为基督做。
It's not doing it for Christ.
乃是向着基督做。
But doing it unto Christ.
我们在这里做每一件事情是向着主做的。
Now everything that we do is doing unto Christ, towards Christ.
做在主的面前的。
And we do this before the Lord.
做出来是为了给主享用的。
When we do it, it's so the Lord can enjoy it.
我弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的一个看见。
This is a very important insight.
不单是腓利门一个人是这样学习。
Not only Philemon himself needs to learn this,
全教会都这样的学习。
But the whole assembly has to learn this too.
从爱心上面发表的也好。
No matter it's a manifestation from love,
在信心上面发表的也好。
Or in faith,
在体恤同情上面发表的也好。
Or in compassion towards others,
在圣洁公义上面发表都好。
Or in righteousness and holiness,
全都是向着主。
And all these are towards the Lord, so that he can see it.
不是给人看的。
It's not so others can see it.
主看见人也能看见。
Of course, when the Lord sees it, others can also see it too.
但是我们那个动机。
But our motivation.
我们的那个心思。
Our heart.
不是向着人。
It's not towards men.
是向着主。
But towards the Lord.
个人是这样向着主。
When individual is towards the Lord.
全教会也是这样向着主。
The whole assembly is also towards the Lord.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
读腓利门书，我从前读腓利门书，我觉得腓利门书没有什么了不起。
When I used to read the epistle to Philemon, I didn't feel it's anything special.
篇幅又少。
At very short.
内容也好像只是提那么奥尼西姆。
The content is mainly focused upon Onesimus.
用不着用一卷圣经来把它收在圣经里。
So it's a waste of an epistle to get this information.
后来只能承认自己是愚昧的。
But later on, I need to confess that I was foolish thinking about that.
给主光照一下，就看见自己很短视。
When the Lord enlightened me, I can see how short-sighted I was.
没有看见。在腓利门书里面主那一个很丰富又很高的那一个引领。
I didn't see the rich guidance and it's a very high leading that the Lord has in this epistle.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这里你看到一件事。
Here we can all see one thing.
因着他们这样向着主。
Because of how they put forth themselves towards the Lord.
就引出一个结果。
It brings forth a result.
就是第七节。
That is in verse 7.
叫众圣徒大得快乐，大得安慰，众圣徒的心因着你得了畅快。
For we have great joy and consolation in thy love because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother.
圣灵得着一个人。
The Holy Spirit gained a man.
神得着一个人。
When he gains someone.
或者说神得着一群人。
Or he gains a group of people.
他们都是在那里用着神的儿子来供应别的圣徒。
And they're using the Son of God to supply to other believers.
叫神的儿女们一同在神面前享用神的丰富。
So the children of God can together enjoy the fullness of the Lord.
神的喜乐。
Also the joy of God.
和神的安慰。
Also the consolation in the love of God.
我们读腓利门书的时候。
When we read the epistle to Philemon.
我们巴不得神给我们里面看得到 这一个也向他生发这样的爱慕。
May the Lord lead us to see this in this epistle and also have this longing, this desire to please Him.
让主在这一个地方得着一些人来发表他的旨意。
May the Lord gain us so that we could manifest Him.
我想我们今天晚上我们就交通到这。
I believe we need to stop here tonight.